Can I get a large chicken bacon ranch to
Travis, could you give me like just like 5 minutes?
Oh yeah, man.
I have to do this podcast. Yep. Call outside. Alright, so I had the case Duncan versus Louisiana that took place in 1968. And before I talk about the case, I want to talk about the background information of the time period. The case obviously took place during the 60s, which overlapped with the Civil Rights Movement. The Civil Rights Movement had leaders Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King Jr., and was centered around minorities, primarily African American, fighting for social justice in the United States. Although slavery had been long over, minorities were still feeling the full effects of racism, especially in the South, and the United States was still segregated and divided. Basic facts of the case. Gary Duncan was a 19-year-old African-American driving his car in October of 1966. He was driving until he spotted two of his cousins, also African-American, surrounded by a group of white kids in front of their newly desegregated school. Knowing what could have potentially happened, he immediately pulled over and picked up his cousins. However, the group of white kids accused Mr. Duncan of slapping one of them, and so began the trial. Originally, the Louisiana State Court ruled that Gary Duncan didn't have the right to a trial by jury because the charge of simple battery was considered a misdemeanor and had a maximum sentence of 2 years in prison. So after the appeal was granted, the Supreme Court had to rule whether the state of Louisiana was obligated to provide a trial by jury in criminal cases such as Duncan's. So obviously, the Supreme Court makes rulings based off the Constitution, but what principles were questioned? The 6th and 14th. The Sixth Amendment guarantees the rights of criminal defendants, including the right to a public trial without unnecessary delay, the right to a lawyer, the right to an impartial jury, and the right to know who your accusers are and the nature of your charges and evidence against you. The 14th Amendment addresses the equal protection of the law and ensures citizens that states cannot deprive us, the American people, of our basic rights enlisted in the Bill of Rights. So how did the Supreme Court majority decide the case and why? The Supreme Court, led by Chief Justice Earl Warren, stated in a 7-2 decision, the state of Louisiana was required to give a trial by jury to criminals such as Duncan's. The court believed the Sixth Amendment gave the right to a trial by jury in criminal cases and that states were obliged under the 14th Amendment to respect these rights. However, it also decided that petty crimes punishable by no more than 6 months in prison and a fine of $500 were not required to go to a trial by jury. How would I decide the case? If I was a Chief Supreme Court Justice at the time, I would have come to the same conclusion. However, I would have done it for a different reason. Under Article 3 of Section 2 of the Federal Constitution, it states that all criminals have the right to a trial by jury, and I would have made my ruling based off that. That doesn't mean there weren't any opinions that disagreed with this. Here I have Justice Harlan. Justice Harlan, how do you feel about the Supreme Court case ruling?
Oh, well, I completely disagree. Because I believe states could make their own systems. Since states are responsible for criminal procedures being held inside their own border lines, they should be allowed to rule on whether certain cases have the right to a trial by jury. Although the due process clause in the 14th Amendment states procedures must be fundamentally fair, it doesn't state there has to be uniformity across the nation.
Thank you, Justice Harlan.
You're welcome.
Lastly, I'd like to compare the case to a different case. I believed Powell versus Alabama was a similar case. The Supreme Court ruled that defendants needed a reasonable amount of time and opportunity to secure counsel. The court ruled that the 14th Amendment protects citizens from states trying to take away their 6th Amendment right of counsel guarantee. So it deals with the same two amendments. Thank you. We out.